Brothers, it's time to get started on our afternoon session. The warden and his aides are going to be going around checking cards, so please have your cards out and ready. Additionally, we need you, if you have anybody to report for the necrology, please make sure to catch up with Paul at the afternoon break so that they can be included in tonight's mass. The gentlemen who are by the doors, can you please check and make sure the doors have been closed? Just casually. Where are you, state warden? How are we looking?
All are in possession of a membership card.
Okay. Well, then I'll turn it over to you for the rest of your report.
Thank you. All right. Good afternoon, brothers. Hope everybody enjoyed lunch. We are going to talk a little bit about the drawings. So we're just finishing up the seminarian support. I want to thank all the councils that participated. Looks like about $7,100 in sales. So minus the prizes, hopefully we'll have about $5,000 to give to seminarian support next year. So I appreciate everybody's efforts on that. Next, we're going to talk about the WVU raffle. So those tickets will be handed out to the district deputies or the councils today. They're over here on the table. If you haven't gotten them yet, check with your district deputy. If your district deputy isn't here, there's a box over here with the districts on it, and each council has a set number of tickets, and your council number is on them. So please make sure you grab those before you go. That raffle, when you sell that, the proceeds support the state operating expenses. For every ticket you sell, you'll get $1.25 back to your council, but then the rest of the proceeds go so that we're able to pay the per diem on these events. So that's our primary income for the state council, is a WVU raffle. This year, the tickets will need to be back to the incoming state warden by the 16th, Friday, August 16th. The drawing should take place on Sunday, August 19th, and this is for, there are two grand prizes. Each prize are a pair of season tickets to all home games of WVU Mountaineers. This year's first home game is August 31st, so it kind of limits how long we can sell. Last year we were able to sell a little bit longer, so this year we're going to have to sell as many as we can and have those in by the 16th of August. Are there any questions on the WVU raffle before we talk a little bit about Football Frenzy? Yes?
I live in Huntington, Marshall University.
Yes. Sorry about that.
No. Can we do a
Marshall
thing in the future?
Well, right now, this is the one fundraiser that we do for the state. You know, we would have to talk about if we wanted to do an additional fundraiser. You know, I don't know if we would change it in lieu of that, maybe in a possibility of an additional fundraiser, but for right now, that's the one per year that we do for the state.
Go hard.
All right, so the Football Frenzy. There was some question last year about what was going on with the NFL and how sales were going, and are we, any of the money that we raise on that, does it go to the NFL? I did clarify with Greenbee, who manages this fundraiser with us, and it is not at all affiliated with the NFL. As a matter of fact, when you look at your tickets, it doesn't give you an NFL name like Redskins or Giants. It just gives you a city like Washington or New York. And so zero proceeds from the Football Frenzy go to the NFL. Those proceeds that we do make go to Catholic education in West Virginia. So that is a pretty important fundraiser as well. And it's a good fundraiser for the council because the council also gets money back on that. Any questions about Football Frenzy? Those will come out, by the way. Those tickets will be distributed at the organizational meeting. Yes?
Not to get off topic today, but along those lines, for our patriotic brothers here, if you've never seen this before, Google Francis Scott Key Star Spangled Banner. There's a 12-minute video what inspired him to write our national anthem. It's very touching. This is Francis Scott.
Thanks. So with all of the raffles, again, we'll talk about this forum. Paul and Frank alluded to it a little bit earlier this morning. But on this special fundraising form, it's a four-part form. But the procedure is the same. So the original white copy will always go to the state secretary with the check. The second copy, the yellow copy, will go to the state treasurer. The third copy, if it's one of the three fundraisers that the state warden manages, which is Seminary and Support, WVU Raffle, and Football Frenzy, the tickets and the third copy will go to the state warden on that, and then the bottom copy is for the council to keep. Okay, and it's on here. It will also be printed on, in the case of the Football Frenzy, that information will actually be printed on the tickets, so you'll have that information. If there are anybody that needs some forms, see me after, or one of the breaks or after today, and I have some forms that I can give out. Are there any questions on the forms? All right, well, thank you, brothers. Turn back over to you.
Do you have my schedule there?
Oh, did I get your schedule?
Yeah, somebody did.
I had this problem last year. Every time somebody came up to the podium, they walked away with my schedule. At this point in time, we'll turn it over to the state. Well, before we turn it over to the state warden, I missed something in the morning. I would like to call for acceptance of the published reports of the state officers, district deputies, and committee chairmen and grand knights. Those are in the documentation that you were provided this morning. Can I get a motion on that? Dennis Allen had a motion. Can I get a second?
Second.
Joe, I'll take your second. All in favor? All opposed? Thank you for Derek carrying a gavel in his car. So we got a gavel now this afternoon. And with that, I will turn it over to the state advocate, Mike Stanger, for a report on resolutions and bylaws and safe environment and probably how to help a priest and, I don't know, pep talk and who knows. Definitely a rosary check. Although he forgot his this morning.
But I went back out and ran and got it. Somebody offered me something else.
Is it rosary?
West Virginia State Convention, welcome all. I want to thank everybody for their time, for taking out the weekend, coming here today. Number one, you thought I was going to ask for a rosary check? Yeah, I am, but not right now. I want to know how many people in this room actually have access within their reach to a Form 100. How many people have in their briefcase, in their hand, somewhere close, in the glove compartment of their car, a Form 100? Okay, now, I was taught by the king of membership right here, Mr. Frank, excuse me. I've seen Joe in my head. Frank Koenig, okay, he always taught us, if you don't have the Form 100, you can talk about it all day, but if you hand it to him and he fills it out, hey, guess what? Very important. Number two, rosary check. I'm going to have Dave and Brian go through. If you don't have a rosary in your hand, you give them $1. And we're not accepting, well, I guess we will, but. Rosary check. When you were given your first degree.
Real quick. How many of you guys who didn't raise your hands for the Form 100 can reach your phone?
There you go.
KFC.org/join us. You've got a Form 100 too.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you, Scott.
I think you got a question.
Question? Yes, sir.
We followed your example and are implementing this in our regular council meetings every council meeting. I wondered if I find out if any other grand knight does the same.
Well, peace be with you. Thank you, sir. Okay. I think we're going to come up with a few bucks. safe environment, okay? That's a big, 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 big thing nowadays for everybody, correct? Okay? Everybody. Boy Scouts, the diocese, the Girl Scouts, everybody. The Knights of Columbus have a company, Armatus Administration, and they are the ones that handle that for us, okay? Now, in order to complete those courses, your name and your email has to go in on your form 365 in order for Artemis to send you an email with the notification, etc. So if your financial secretary or whomever didn't put you down, then you're up here in a cloud, because I'm checking from Artemis, Scott's checking the forms, I'm checking the forms too. But if you haven't put in your form notification of officers and directors, then you're not going to be registered. What do you got there, David? O'Brien's got the big cash.
I think some of these guys have their rosaries, but they just wanted to do it.
Yeah. Oh, that's fantastic. And I appreciate that, guys. And we'll be saying the rosary today. And we've got donations here of $8. Michael, I'm going to give that to you. Maybe you can get us some coffee. Okay, so it gets confusing, okay? There's three classes and a criminal background for the family community director, which is just signing a disclosure form. And if you miss that box and you're on that form as not being compliant, send me an email and I will send you an email back with that disclosure form, and you can sign it and send it off to Supreme and get your box checked, okay? So out of everybody we got, this is a spreadsheet of all the individuals in the state of West Virginia that are compliant or non-compliant. And once again, these are the only ones that have been registered. If you're not registered, it's not going to come to them. Okay? There's now 14 people in the state of West Virginia that are registered that have not completed their courses. Okay, and I've sent emails out to everybody 2 weeks ago. I've been working on this now for 2 weeks, so we would get better. And it seems like we went from 7 to 14. So maybe that's because people are doing their 365s. So what we have up here is we got a tracker spreadsheet that... Who does that? You or...
Supreme does it. I share it.
Yeah. Supreme gives us his tracker. And if you see where the red is, okay, I can't see it from here, and I didn't bring mine. Scott, you want to spend a second on that? Or?
Whichever. You touch on it, and I'll follow it up later.
Well, you got to do your forms, okay? 365 especially, because that's your officers and your chosen directors. Once their name is sent to Supreme... Everybody here know what Form 365 is? Raise your hand. You do one of those once a year or other times when you change chairmen or officers or whatever. It's a notification sent to Supreme who's what in your council. That's all it is. And you got to have that for your SP7, which gives you star. So if you don't have your 360, if you don't have your 365, you're not going to get your SP7, you're not going to get your star. I mean, you could have 100 new members and 20 new insurance members, but if you don't have your safe environment, boom, no bananas. And that's real. Ask the guys last year that found that out because they didn't listen. Yes, sir.
Mike, if they've done their safe environment but they didn't get credited, we could put this form in and they'll get it after the fact.
Well, no, that form that I'm talking about is... Right. That is something your financial secretary should be on top of anyway.
Yeah. Or I might have missed the officer or
okay. Director. What, your family, community, and state advocate, state deputy, grand knight, faithful navigator,
program,
family, and community. And two of them need to have the background check. Which ones were those, Michael? McDougal?
Community,
Community and family have to have the background check. Are the only two? 3 years. So we had a guy in our council that used to be a family director, and he had taken it. No, as a matter of fact, he was a Grand Knight, and he had taken it, and now he's program director. So it just jumped up there on the computer that he had done it within the last 3 years, and he's passed. Well, excuse me?
You're right. It's three.
It's three.
Yeah.
Thought. Yeah. Okay. Sure.
I did it as financial secretary. I wanted to do the training, take the class, and the Supreme gave me a real rough time about giving me permission to do it. They said if a month later I would be one of these directors, I'd have to, what town I'd have to do it again. But I was under the impression anybody could do it.
Not that I know of, no. State deputy, state advocate, faithful navigator, Grand Knight.
Mike, anybody can take the class.
But how do you do that? They got to pay for it, though.
No, I don't think so.
Think the Knights pay for it?
No. Anybody can take the class. But if you get appointed, if you've not been appointed previously, when you take it and you get appointed,
okay,
you have to take it again.
We'll look into that, and if you could send me an email on that, I'll follow up and find out why you didn't get. It's a real good thing. It takes about 30 to 40 minutes. I mean, it's just, it's on the website, and I can send you the email and show you how to track that. You get to the Artemis and you click on, but you gotta have your password, guys. And that's, guys, you gotta have your password, because your username is your membership number with your last name. But your password you have to set up through Artemis. Because you can go back, you know, make sure you're good. Okay. Any other discussion on safe environment? Yes, sir. You got to speak up a little bit, John. Huh? Okay, I'm sorry that happened to you. I haven't heard of that from anybody else. I've seen some people not be able to get on it because they went to the wrong website. I've seen people do two of the courses and not the third one. I've seen people do three classes and not the background check. I've been through it all, man. I've been through it the last 2 years, and it's going to be David soon, and he's a little bit stronger than I am. I don't think he's going to be as nice as me. Okay, so, you know, just you got to do it, guys. And it's good for you to do it because that's what's happening in this world today. Okay, we need to be understanding what's going on. Times have changed. Yes, sir, Brian.
Mike, one thing I just wanted to mention, if your name is on the service personnel report or an officer, council officer report.
Yes, sir.
And you don't do the training within
30 days. That's exactly right, too. Yeah, Supreme will send us a letter, me and Scott, saying that person's been dismissed as program director or Grand Knight or whomever. If you don't do it within 30 days, great point, Brian. From when you were appointed, you've got 30 days to get it done. Yes, sir.
Supreme members, they have a provision if you work by the federal government and you already have a background.
No, sir. Everybody's different. The Boy Scouts are different. The diocese has Virtus. Everybody's got their own program, and everybody wants to say, hey, I got that. I had one gentleman that's a high school teacher, and he was about ready to quit because he couldn't use his high school teacher report. The Knights of Columbus, it's so serious, they got to govern this by themselves. You know, they are not taking a Boy Scouts report or not even a diocese report. Or nobody. It's got to be through the Knights of Columbus. And you can understand why. You don't want to share files with people all over the world, do you?
All that way.
Huh?
They're all that way.
You're right. You know, who wants to share emails and addresses and files with some guy in Oklahoma that's, you know, teaching basketball or something, right? We're Knights of Columbus, and we've got our own company we pay money to, Artemis Administration. They're a subcontractor to the Knights of Columbus to take care of this for us. I mean, they get money for that. And the Knights of Columbus paid for this whole thing. Your background check, your classes, the whole works. Cost you nothing. Yes, sir, Will.
I've heard that some dioceses actually use Artemis. If the diocese...
Don't even say somebody said somebody said. If it's not...
We need to move on.
Yeah, got to go. Got to go. All right, guys? Does everybody understand? Because if you don't understand and you made star and you don't get it, you're going to have a real sad face. Okay, guys? Directory information. Okay? I've been doing it for the last 2 years, and I'm now getting to turn it over to my brother Dave. Dave has some directory forms that you guys need to fill out. If you don't get Dave the information, he can't get you the information correctly in the directory. Yes, this is a working document. Things change. Just the other day, Scott sent me the new life director. I posted it right away. I send it to Tom. Tom puts it on the website. The website is the most accurate directory there is. So when you go on there, David will publish a new one here directly by the org meeting. This should be up to date. So you've got from now till whenever he says to get him that information. And yes, people are going to change. Grand Knights, you're going to change financial secretaries. I mean, y'all just had your nominations, right? So you might change. So whoever's in here has got to change. You got a form handy you can hold up. It's a piece of cake. Frank authored this form a couple years ago. And I'm sorry I'm taking a little bit longer, but that's an important thing we got to do is get him the information. If you don't get him the information, you won't have a correct directory. Yes, sir?
What's the password for the website to get to the directory?
Everybody here is a knight, right? Okay. It's, can I give it to him?
Sure, go ahead.
Okay, it's 18 little F.
Star.
I'm sorry, star.
Little F.
Little F, capital A, little T, capital H, little E, capital R. And the last number is 80. Should be 82, but it's not. 86.
It's 18 star. Father, with the capitalization going up and down, starting with a little, and then 86. Is that what? Yeah.
Yeah, because all the books I've read was 82. So I'm just saying.
Yeah, I know it's the wrong year. It's okay. The wrong year, but.
All right, so that's
nobody
that's
will
good.
See that coming.
That's good. Nobody but me. I caught that. Okay. All right, that's the password to get to the directory. Now I think Paul put the resolutions on there. Separate. I saw the other day. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. 18 star little F capital A little T capital H little E capital R.
86. It's supposed to be 82. That's why I get messed up.
Everybody got that? That gets you to the directory online, the most up-to-date one. And previously posted the other day, we had some email changes. We had some phone number changes. Mike Brigitte's phone number is different now. Take note of that on the directory and the web page. And we have our new life chairman, his name, address, phone number, and all that's in there. I didn't get your wife's name. I didn't know if you had one or not, but... You give me that, and I can change it again, sir. Thank you.
Mike, what's the number
at the end? 86. It's supposed to be the year that we started the Knights and the word father, but the capital and little capital to keep people honest. There are actually a lot of people going in there and getting information. It was a bad scene, so that's why we got it towards there's a password down. Okay? Those are the only things I gotta talk about right now, other than what a fine job everybody's doing. We want to thank the council here, Cheat Lake. What a beautiful place. Boy, if I'd known about this, I might have been here before now. It's a really nice place. We have resolutions 1, 2, and 3 that will be changed.
they will read the West Virginia State Council on its 118th convention, respectfully and solemnly pledge our loyalty to our apostolic administrator, Bishop Lori, and we pray that our spirituality will call us to a future which will be a rich ecumenical experience with all our Christian brothers. Also resolved is that this is the 117th convention, and it's at Cheat Lake, and Scott Flood is our representative here from Supreme. Resolution number 3, Fred Gabriel is the convention chair, and we are here at Morgantown St. John University. Those 4 resolutions change every year for date, place, etc., etc. The only new resolution that we have, be it resolved that the state of West Virginia proposes State Deputy Scott K. Nail for election to the Supreme Board of Directors. Okay, so we're going to vote on it tomorrow, but we want to propose that Scott go be one of the chosen ones for the Supreme Board of Directors, and we all hope that happens. And you know what I'm going to say about priests. I love them. You guys love them. Thanks for all you do. Peace be with you.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you, State of West Virginia, as well. At this point in time, we'll call on the state faith director, Deacon Helge, wheresoever he might be. He was over there. Oh, I guess we're not going to call on the state faith director, Deacon Helge. We will go ahead and kick it over to our general agent for a discussion on insurance in the state. Hey, Mrs. Chance, he's going to have to wait now.
Thank you, Scott. Thank you. Worthy state deputy, worthy state chaplain, worthy supreme representative, worthy state officers, program directors, district deputies, grand knights, brothers all. Before I begin, I would like to introduce your field agents. Guys, if you would please stand up when I state your name. Stephen DiVincenzo, Eric Maury, Kenneth Tyson, Larry Zaccanini, and Jack Walsh.
Yeah.
These men are doing a tremendous job in the service to our members. These men are making a difference in the lives of the families of our brother knights in furthering the mission of the Venerable Father Michael J. McGivney. Thank you guys for your service. Brothers, I continue to feel truly blessed and privileged to work in this capacity. The hours are long, lots of windshield time, but the rewards are many. For myself, I think I speak for our field agents. The role of a field agent is ministerial in nature, a vocation. Yes, we help our members with protection products and services. We work with the members of various economic conditions, rich or poor. We are there to assist. As Father Rice shared with us this morning, we just show up. Our agency is not just about insurance. We provide financial educational tools, such as our forecaster needs analysis, our Social Security maximization program. We have ideas and concepts on how to distribute your minimum required distributions. And we had to show you how to use life insurance as an income source later on in life. Our agency also loves to participate in charitable works, such as the Food for the Poor program, Fellowship for Catholic University Students. We support West Virginians for Life, to name a few. At this time, I'd like to bring up Larry Zaccanini to share an idea. The agents came to me during the lunch hour. We had, if you noticed, at our hospitality suite last night, we had a jar that was sitting out there, and we collected money. And where's Larry? Where did he go? Oh, come on up. So Larry, so the guys wanted to do something. So I'd like to have Larry just say a few words.
Thank you, Honorable Generation. And Brother Neitzel. So those of you who were hospitality greeting last night may have seen this jar if you were at the bar. And this was actually Ken Tyson's idea last night that we might, you know, take tips and use it for charity. And then today we kind of took a straw vote and decided amongst ourselves that a worthy charity would be this Hope in the Darkness project that Tom Eads has sponsored. If you don't know about this, please look at the literature. First I had ever heard of this project was when I saw this literature today on at my seat. For those of you who don't know anything about this project, it seems quite worthwhile. Tom wrote a book, Hope in the Darkness, some time ago, and then he began sharing the story and sharing the books upon their request when he talked about it. And the inmates at facilities would say, why couldn't you establish a house like the one you had established in the book? And so I think that is now their goal. So the concept of this project is life mentoring through God's word to young adults with addictions and social problems, anywhere in or out of juvenile or prison facilities, giving them hope. I encourage you to read up on this. You can find more specifically, go to Tom Eads' Facebook page. There's also a Facebook page like that page, Hope in the Darkness Project. Join us at the hospitality room tonight, or if you can't make it tonight, today, help us put money in a jar. There's probably $100 or more here now, and whatever we have in this jar is going to go to this project as seed money for it. Thank you.
Good job, Larry. Good job. Okay. So let's talk a little bit about membership and insurance growth. Earlier today, Program Director Michael McDougall talked about programs and the value they bring to our church, right, and to the parish. By performing good works, we witness to Christ. We draw men to the cause. This fraternal year, the agency has implemented a parish informational event. It's designed as a tool to educate parishioners of your parishes about the Knights of Columbus. Okay? And so what is this all about? It's all about to grow the order, right? That's what we're all about. So what is it comprised of? What is the process? So essentially, it starts with the priests and the pastors of your churches. The council leadership, along with the field agent, approaches the pastor and explains the Faith in Action program, outlining what we were doing there, and our desire to grow membership through service. We make it a parish family service project. Pastor announces the project, places in the bulletin, but it's a KFC-led event, okay? So you're in the back of the church after he makes the announcement, you're taking names, you're talking about the project. You know, 2 to 3 weeks in advance to do this. Take your time with this, right? And of course, food. We're going to have food there. So here we are, inviting not only the men, but the wives and the children. Because why? Knights of Columbus is a family organization. So why not include all of them in the event? Now, we have all these great service projects that we do. My suggestion, and this is what we've done, is keep it simple. Keep it simple, and but do what the pastor wants. Again, we're there to serve him. So we do the meal, and the field days can provide a PowerPoint information at mealtime. It's about 35 minutes long. And what it does is it basically covers the founding of our order, right? Father Michael J. McGivney. We take the pictures from your council that you've taken on various service projects, right? And we put that in there, and we allow the Grand Knight or the leader to talk about the service projects to the group, right? And then thirdly, we talk about the insurance program and the types of things that we do for our members. We've done this, we haven't done this a lot. We're trying to get it off the ground this year. I've asked all my field agents to communicate with you, to ask you to do this, okay? And, you know, we've gotten some response, others we haven't, but that's okay. Stephen DiVincenzo out in Inwood, we had this event about 3 months ago, four months ago, and it was a great event. We got five new members out of that event. We had one reactivation and a transfer. And you know the reactivation person? He didn't even know there was a council there. So again, this is going to help us with visibility. So brothers, what I have found is that people by and large do not understand who we are and what we're all about, what we represent. We all know of the tremendous value proposition that the Knights of Columbus offers, but are we eager to share it? Once people understand who we are and what we are all about, the great charitable work we perform, they are drawn to the cause. Our agency has utilized with great effect the building of the Domestic Church Program, the precursor to the Faith in Action program. When I first came here to West Virginia, in the Morgantown area, I met with all the priests, and I talked about the building of the domestic church, and we ordered the booklets and we passed them out into the churches. At that point, we only had one council in Morgantown, and it was a council that wasn't very active. Well, I'm so proud right now of Council 8288. The College Council, the council here at Cheat Lake, it's at St. Luke, and at St. Francis, at Scott's Parish. So it's just been wonderful. So we share this with the pastors in Morgantown. As a result, we've reinvigorated WVU Council. It's an exciting story. Many knights who were inactive came back to serve their parishes. So we had a lot of inactive knights in Council 2954, who, because they were going to serve their own church, came back to service. And we have several of those men in this room. So, in conclusion, I firmly believe that men are seeking ways to give them of themselves. They may not know what they want, that is in particular, but they do. We have the answer, don't we? It's the membership in the Knights of Columbus. So I wish to thank all of you for your continued support and encouragement. I especially wish to thank our worthy State Deputy Scott Nail for all of his support of me and the field agents. The relationship between the fraternal and insurance program continues to improve, and for this I am truly grateful. Again, it is my sincere pleasure to serve you all. God bless you. Viva Jesus. Yeah.
Dropped his prayer card.
As somebody who is terminally blind, I don't understand how this happens, but there's a set of glasses sitting up here. I don't know who they go to. So if somebody's missing your glasses, they're right there.
Me.
You?
Yeah.
Who, me?
Me. That's why I'm wearing one of these already.
There.
Thank you.
He's going with six. His eyes are really getting bad.
I got a pair in every room at the house. If I'm not, we don't worry about them.
I don't know if you should be sharing all this before you run for state deputy.
Hey, Dollar Tree's great. Dollar Tree's great.
You're right. Okay, now that he's in the room, we will go ahead and turn it over to our state church director. As he's coming up, I would like to follow up on what Mike said. We've seen in West Virginia a groundswell of success from the understanding that the Knights of Columbus is designed like the Trinity, three parts of one whole: membership, programs, and insurance, working together as one for the same goal. So I've always felt blessed that they sent us Mike, and that we've been working as well together as we have. So again, thank you. Deacon?
Thank you, sir. I guess Mike Stanger didn't want to hear what I had to say, so he's just leaving. So, but worthy state deputy, worthy supreme rep, brothers all, first I want to thank Scott Nail for all the work he's done. In all this important work, he's always remembered the good news of the gospel and the salvation of souls. So he's kept that first and foremost with all these other messages that we have. When I was watching the Supreme Knight this morning on the video, it just occurred to me how incredible our order is. The first 4 years after Father McGivney met those guys in the basement, we had 38 councils. That's 4 years. It was enough to start the programming and the insurance and just grow. And then in 15 years, there was 284 councils. So now we've probably plateaued a little bit. We're working to get above that. But my message is not membership. It's about the programming and looking out for each other. And in that, the spirituality of each of our men and their families. And then we can't forget our wives who suffer through with us, you know, for licking envelopes and stamps and doing all the stuff that we kind of can't do on our own. But for some of the programming that I've been involved with, we had the Silver Rose icon traveling the state last summer, and it visited 8 different parishes and councils with almost 1,000 of our faithful in attendance to get the graces of visiting with Our Lady of Guadalupe. And then this year is going to be a little later. I kept thinking of our guys, our brothers down in Parsons and Thomas and Elkins that run the 25-mile relay. Sometimes, well, one year there was up to 90 miles. But it was in July, across Route 33 in 100 degrees temperature. So we're going to start in October this year. And we might get snow in November, but it's a little bit better than 100 degrees. So if anyone's interested in the program for the icon of Silver Rose to visit your parish, we really only have 2 weekends, but my wife and I are going to travel with it to make sure everybody who wants to be involved can. And so for those 21, 22 days, we'll be out on the road. So you may have a weekday or weeknight mass or rosary service, but we'll be there for you. Then our new Marian prayer program, Our Lady of Help of Persecuted Christians, it's been underway since November. We've got 4 icons, 4 of those pictures traveling the state. And so far, we've had 36 different events, and over 2,000 parishioners have attended those events, along with the meals, the dinners, the fundraisers that go towards helping our persecuted Christians. And the image that I have when I think of that is those 21 Christians on the beach in Egypt that had their heads chopped off just because they wouldn't renounce their faith. So these are important programs. Now, after the icons have gone through all their scheduled parishes and councils, if you want it again, we have those 4 icons that can come back to your council if you wanted to do an extended program or, you know, something creative with them. Then we go to the RSVP program, the Diocesan Seminarians. Right now, I've got 18 councils supporting our seminarians. We have 10 seminarians, and but we've got 40 some councils. I know other councils are supporting the seminarians, and it's but you know, I haven't been informed of who they are and how they're doing it. With the RSVP program, the council gives $500 a year to the seminarian. So with that information going back to Supreme, they'll give you a $100 rebate, and our council sends that $100 to the seminarian also. So with that, there is a, to support the seminarians, we have a summer tour of the seminarians, and this should be in the Catholic spirit, but through June, we've got the seminarians visiting Wheeling, Clarksburg, and Charleston. So if you support a seminarian, you know, you might be able to meet them there, or, you know, have them come to one of your meetings. And especially if you're supporting a seminary, be there for his ordination, both the diaconate and his priestly ordination. So that's all I have, worthy state deputy.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
We do have a little bit of a scheduling conflict. We have an ordination and a food packing on June 1st. So it's important we represent it both, but you're going to have to pick one to go to. So be sure to support one or the other. The next thing on the agenda is the review of the state budget or the state treasurer.
Thank you very much.
Oh, okay. I'll call him next.
Worthy Supreme Representative, State Officers, Brother Knights, good to be here and talk about the budget and this past year. And I'll just give you a couple of little highlights. Everybody's got a narrative in their folder and everything else. This year, one of the issues we faced was, and you heard me talk about it before, the WVU ticket sales, our general budgets, getting your per capita in on time. Right now, we're down to, we got a number of councils that didn't pay, or they're inactive right now. If we can get our numbers up, that helps our budget. That's where we get our income, per capita, WVU. Those are how we can pay expenses. And so I'm increased the WVU back up to where we were a year ago, so that we carry that through. The other one was football frenzy tickets, and that was an expense this year because sales were down. We decided that we're going to continue to support Catholic education at the level we did in the past, so we had to take $2,000 out of our general fund to make up the difference. So when we made our presentation to the Diocese for Catholic Schools, we still gave $11,000, which was great. But I just want to point out, people got to realize that's our fundraiser for Catholic schools. Yes, may say we talk about football, we talk about everything else, but those tickets, and especially, and like was pointed out, that's a place that we talk about at our Elkins Council, that's one of our best fundraisers. We get $3 back on every ticket. Last year, our sales were down a little bit too, but we still sold over 350 of them. And our goal this year is to approach 500. And I'm not sure how everybody else is going to do, but me and Paul talked about it. That money that Scott presented the check, and I sat on a review committee up at the diocese 2 years in a row, and looked at which. You know, if you got a Catholic school in your parish, you probably get anywhere from $2,000 to $5,000 back out of that donation that we and other people at the Catholic schools dinner give. So I think we got to realize it's a fundraiser that we can help Catholic education with. And this past year, it hurt us a little bit in the budget, but me and Paul are talking about we're optimistic next year. We're going to pull that back up, and we'll be good. And that's the only thing. And the other thing is think about those dates when Dave talked about what time you have to have your tickets in. Remember, that's the time you're supposed to have your money in too, because I got my last Football Frenzy ticket in money in this last within the last month, and that, you remember that was last September, so. That timeliness. So if you're going to, next year you'll probably be hearing from Stanger or myself, depending on how every elections go tomorrow, but we're going to encourage you, try to get your money in on time, because we got to pay the bills on time. And so it's the same thing here. I'm writing checks right now so it's for everybody. That money, remember, comes from per capita and WVU ticket sales. If there's another revenue source somebody mentioned over here, yeah, it's really a fundraiser to help you. You get a dollar and a quarter back out of the WVU tickets, and we get some expense money that we can pay without raising per capita. So you help yourself too, two ways. So think about that. Anyway, in the back of my report, I put a budget for next year, and I think we'll be fine. Like Paul pointed out, we took care of this year. We took care of a lot of printing costs for tickets, because we had to print the WVU tickets and the seminary and support tickets. So that's done. We're probably good for the next two or three years, Paul. So that's an expense that doesn't show up in the future. So we sort of helped ourselves out there a little bit. But the bottom line is we did our expenses year to date are a little up, and our revenues are a little bit down, but I think we'll close out the year okay. And next year we start off with getting per capita in on time, WVU ticket sales, and that gives us a good start, because at the end of the year we got the organizational meeting that comes out at the beginning of the year. We don't have any revenue in yet, but we pay, start our expenses at that time. So I think everybody's done real good, and I appreciate all the councils that send their forms, both to me and Paul this last year. I do one other comment on that. I do not. It's easier for me not to get cash in the mail. Deposit your cash in your council checking account and send me a check. It just makes bookkeeping and everything else a little bit easier. So I appreciate it. Again, we on the whole, we had a good year. You know where the shortfalls were, and we're going to work to make those up next year. Any questions? No, WVU raffle is just for what it did a couple years ago, and I'm not sure. I wasn't on the state. We instituted that basically. We're financially strapped at one time, and that helps us without charging each council raising per capita. You can sort of, if you sell some of those, we get the state gets you get after expenses. You remember, we got to buy two sets of season tickets. I just paid the bill for this year's season tickets. It costs us $1,500, so I better sell a few tickets just to pay the bill. But after that, we get back the $5, $1 a quarter to you, $3.75 to the state. So after we pay expenses, it's pretty good proposition for us. So the one that pays to other things is Football Frenzy. After $5,000, then we distribute the money over and beyond, and a percentage. It's written as a percentage, isn't it, Paul?
Yeah, let me just comment on the Football Frenzy. The NFL gets zero monies out of the ticket sales. We checked into that. There's no money going back to the NFL, so anybody's got any problems, what happened in the league 2 years ago? Some people didn't buy tickets. The NFL gets nothing out of it. Our break-even point on Football Frenzy is 2,500 tickets.
Last year we were at 17.
We were, yeah.
18.
So we need to sell 2,500 Football Frenzy tickets for us to fund, as per the question that Brother Sleever asked this morning, how do you put money into the scholarship? Well, we start putting money into the scholarship after 2,500 Football Frenzy tickets sold. And that's a way of keeping our scholarship fund up so that we can pay out the monies to the deserving students. So please, if you can buy a ticket, I mean, it would be great. Just think about it. If everybody in the state bought one ticket, we'd already have 5,000 tickets sold. But that doesn't happen. So, you know, we need to get that, and we need to be able to put – it'd be nice to make enough money in Football Frenzy to fund at least half of the obligation that year for the scholarship so that we don't keep drawing it down, which is part of our morning discussion. Yeah. So sell some, guys. They'll be coming out. It's, you know, you never know who might win.
You look at it, we got 40 active consuls. You know, we got 51 consuls in the state, is that right?
Yeah.
But we say 40, and you sold, and every consul sold 50 tickets. You got 2,000 tickets sold, you know. That's just for general fund, yeah. Any other questions?
You might.
What was 7,000 our profit? Well, after we paid everything and we made a donation, we would have had a net loss.
3,000.
Yeah, right around $3,000. And so we had to put $2,000 from the general fund to give the check to Catholic schools. Yeah, okay. Yep, three. In fact, it was... $3,100.
So, Frank, on your report here, you got 2,500 tickets at $10, $25,000.
Yeah. They're $10. They're $10 a piece.
Minus of $5,000. So,
where does the rest of the money go?
We had $20,000 profit. Is that?
No. Okay. We would get profit if everybody sold the amount of tickets. Like I said, we push Thomas, we have a competition between us. It's real interesting. They always challenge us. We're going to beat you in selling tickets. So they always say, and I remember 2 years ago, they said, we reached 470 tickets. I said, we sold 500. But when you look between those two consoles, we sold a thousand out of our 2,500 tickets. So if everybody pitches in a little bit, we all gain.
Frank,
yep.
To answer Mike's question further, we pay $7,000 out to the winners, $700 a week.
Okay.
And then we pay another little over $7,000 back to the councils. If you guys don't realize it, there's $7,000 going back each one of your pockets and your councils, the $3 a ticket. So you got to think about that as a fundraiser. Then there's some printing costs. That's why we've got to sell $25,000 worth in order to break even by the time you pay all your expenses.
Yeah, so we get $1.25 back.
No, this is WVU. He's talking WVU, Football Frenzy.
You get $3.
You get $3 back. Yeah. When we started selling those 5 years ago or whenever it was, I was Grand Knight. And I said, what a great fundraiser. I have no expenses for the console, not a zero expense. If I sold one ticket, I get $3. If I sold 100 tickets, I get $300. If I sold 1,000 tickets, I get $3,000. And we'd always get that check back to the console. The last couple of years, it's ranged anywhere from $1,000 to $2,000. A fundraiser with no expenses. How many times do you have a chance to do that? I didn't have to buy any pancake batter. I didn't have to buy any winners for a raffle locally and everything else. It's just a great fundraiser for the console. But it also gives the state deputy the opportunity to make a great donation to Catholic education. No, it's a random. You get four each year. If you buy a ticket, you get four teams, and just randomly pick, and the top scorer gets $200. The lowest scorer also gets $100. So we've got people that are wanting. In fact, I've been contacted already. When are you going to start selling? When are you going to start selling? I had to get some tickets, other WVU tickets, out to people last week because they're already selling. So we've got a couple hundred. We got at least 100 sold already. Our console does.
Frank, I think the best way to think about it is that weekly draft Kings thing. That's how it works out, Tom. Like that weekly draft Kings.
Yeah.
Have a different team each
week
or a different player each week.
Yeah. It's real good. People follow it. And there's some one console that they would call me before I wrote the check. They went online and they saw who won. How soon can I? But I get envelopes back from Greenbee. They do all our post-its and prepare all the letters. All I have to do is slip a check into the envelope and mail it off. Okay? Any other questions?
I've received word that Paul and Jerry got squared away. Do we have a report on the credentials committee?
There's seven lists. If you would give that list to Mike Sarkowski, he's got a list. Check with him.
Sorry, guys.
There's actually seven people that have that this morning. You said you were delegates from your councils. We didn't have a slip filled out for you. If you intend to be here tomorrow and vote, you need to see Mike and fill out. He's got blank credential forms. There's seven of you. Jerry's got the list. I'm not going to waste your time and read all seven names. Just check with him to make sure that you have to fill out a credential form. And you might have to get your financial secretary or somebody to vouch for you that you're a valid third-degree member. Thank you, Jerry.
Also, if anybody wants a check, if anybody's leaving today, I'm giving checks out tomorrow. So I've got the checks made out to give tomorrow, but I need your name if you're not on there.
What really counts is the delegate count, the state officer's count tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. I received word from the guys running this meeting that if you need to or want to, you can leave papers and things like that in here. We'll be back in this room tomorrow. Anything like your laptop or anything, you probably don't want to leave in here because I don't know if the room will be locked, but general paperwork is fine to leave it here. Do you have any other announcements from the convention committee? They won't even make eye contact, so they must be good. None at this time. Okay. We have a few more minutes. Is there anything else we need to address before we adjourn? Or the Supreme Director, do you have anything you'd like to say this time? Yeah. Nate?
Maybe this is for Paul and Frank. What are the football frenzy?
The football frenzy?
Yeah, so the football frenzy will be distributed at the organizational meeting. And then at that point, you'll have a letter when they're due back.
It's usually about the middle of October.
For those who didn't hear, the football frenzy tickets will come out at the org meeting, and they'll be expected probably the middle of October. The WVU raffle tickets are going out now, and they will probably be needed back
August 16th.
Yes, sir. Sorry, I was raised in a military family. Blame him. What time's church and where is it? Okay. The rosary will start at 4:30 at St. Francis de Sales Catholic Church. It's that way. Head up 68, back towards 79. You're going to get off at exit 1, and it's in the south. Eastern quadrant of the interchange. So you'll get off the interchange, go back over the highway, and it's on the left-hand side. You'll see it off to the left side of the road as you drive up 79. I'm sorry, what?
Opposite side of the road from Sheets.
Yep. The address is posted on the bulletin board. I believe it's 1 Guthrie Lane. Mass is at 4:30, or the rosary is at 4:30, Mass is at 5:15. What other question do you have?
How do I get on the banquet?
See that guy down there with the beard? Right here?
You gotta talk
to him.
What time is the banquet?
7. Cash bar at 6.
Thank you.
Yes, Mike.
I won't be here tomorrow to give a report for the other committees. I wanted to, I headed up the golf tournament on Friday. I wanted to first thank our sponsors, Mike Herbert for lunch, and Gotti and Scarface for the beverage. Brian's sponsor was the family of Tom Stephen, Clarksburg Council, and the Fort Ashby Council. Thank you very much for your support. We had 20 guys come out. We had a good time. It was fun. I'd like to do it again next year. We're going to try to make it a little bit bigger. As you know, it was intended to raise money for the ultrasound initiative. So, Ron, at some point, I'd like to get with you and see how we can work together to make more money on that. Right now, it looks like we made about $1,200. So, not bad for 20 guys.
All right. All right.
Nobody works.
Wow, that's good work. Good work. Do we have any other reports? Okay. Well, with that, we will adjourn for the afternoon, and I will see you at church.